Father, we just want to thank you, Lord. Lord, we just want to thank you for the word today, Lord Jesus. Lord, I just ask that you just use me today, Lord. Use me to just encourage each and every one who's listening today, Lord Jesus. Lord, I just thank you for the words that I'm just about to speak. In Jesus' name, I pray. Thank God. Amen. Amen. And thank you, Elder. Yes, we will be, as she said, talking about what it is to be free in Christ. And I just want to give you some scriptures that, you know, scriptures if you want to write them down. My first one is Luke 4 and 18. That's on page 1243. Elder already shared my next scripture is John 8:36, which is on page 1303. Galatians 5 and 1, that's on 1433. 2 Corinthians 3:17, that's on page 1417 in the Voice, but I'm going to be reading the Amplified Version. And my last scripture would be Psalm 103, verse 12, and that's on page 701. Okay. Anybody?
Sister Linda, yeah, could you go over those scriptures one more time for me?
I certainly will. I certainly will. Luke 4 and 18 on page 1243. John 8:36 on 1303. Galatians 5 and 1, page 1433, 2 Corinthians 3:17 on 1417, but I'm going to be reading the Amplified Version, and Psalm 103, that's on page 701. Amen. Amen. Have you ever said to yourself or thought about what does it mean to have freedom in Christ? Before I share on that, I just wanted to share the meaning of the word freedom. Freedom is defined as the power or right to act, speak, or think without hindrance or restraint. And another definition is the state of not being imprisoned or enslaved. You know, as I was reading and studying, I came across, I forgot the gentleman who said this, but I'm sure you all heard the words land of the free. It's in our Star Spangled Banner. And I just thought about land of the free. America is supposed to be the land of the free. And I said, me, being one of a world traveler, you know, being in the Navy, and I know many of you have traveled. Have you ever experienced visiting other countries? I've been to some of the most beautifulest places in the world. I don't know if beautifulest is a word, but, you know, but but there are always rules. Of course, we in the United States, we have rules. We must follow. But we also have freedom. I'm not saying freedom to just do what we want to because we have to follow rules. But I'm talking about, I've been to places where there are rules where you don't have freedom. I've been to places like Jabal Ali and Dubai and over there in the United Arab Emirates where women didn't have freedom. Women, and some of them today still don't have freedom. And I'll get back around to what I meant when I'm talking about freedom in Christ. But what I'm talking about, that freedom, an example of that freedom, okay, here we have the freedom to dress any way we want to. But over there, when we were in their country, we had to follow their rules. I remember getting off the ship many a days, and we couldn't even go. I couldn't go out like this. Nobody, we couldn't go out with our arms uncovered. We had to be covered all the way down to here. We couldn't be showing anything above the knee. And And, you know, that was a rule or a thing that I had to follow in their country. But being in the United States, we are free. But what I want to talk about, well, what does it really mean to have freedom in Christ? Freedom in Christ is not the right to do what you want to do. It's not the right for me, you, or anybody else to do what we want to do. But it's the ability to do what we ought to do, which is those things that are morally right. Because without Christ, we are slaves to sin and unable to do what is right. It is our ability to obey God and choose his will for our lives. In Luke 4:18, it says, the Spirit of the Lord, the Eternal One, is on me. Why? It's because the Eternal designated me to be his representative. He designated all of us to be the representatives to the poor, to preach to the poor, to preach good news to them. He sent me to tell those who are held captive that they can now be set free, and to tell the blind that they can see. He sent me to liberate those held down by oppression. And one of those oppressions is sin. Sin can be one of the most destructive things that can keep us from having freedom in Christ. We all have sinned and fall short. But there is this thing called grace. It's unmerited favor. It was like that is when we sincerely repent and ask God for forgiveness. He will remove that sin, and he doesn't remember it anymore. But in order for us to have that freedom in Christ, we also have to leave it in God's hands. That means that the shame, the guilt, God has completely forgiven us for those things. So we can't keep bringing it up. We can't keep bringing stuff up from our past, you know, because that's not living, you know, that's not having freedom in Christ. In Psalm 103:3, you see, God takes all of our crimes and our seemingly inexhaustible sins, and he removes them as far as the east is from the west. He removes them from us. So if he can go from the East Coast to the West Coast, that's a long way. So why should we bring something up that happened to us yesterday? You know, okay, it's going to be fresh in your mind. But if you want to live in that freedom in Christ, you got to be forgiven. Amen. John 8:36 says, so think of it this way. If the Son comes to make you free, you will really be free. We have the freedom in Christ Jesus to increase. When we have the freedom in Christ Jesus, we have the freedom to increase our capacity through Jesus to love, to have joy, to experience peace and enjoy life, because we are not overwhelmed or overcome with sin. Let us remember Christ's death on the cross set us free from that penalty and that power of sin. And Galatians 5:1 says, so stand strong for our freedom. The anointed one freed us so we wouldn't spend one more day under the yoke of slavery, trapped under the law. And when we accepted Jesus Christ as our Lord and Savior, sin no longer had control over our lives. According to, excuse me, 2 Corinthians, the Amplified Version, it says, now the Lord is the Spirit, and we, the Spirit of the Lord, is there, is liberty, emancipation from bondage and freedom. So when we accepted Jesus Christ as our Lord and Savior, sin no longer had control over our lives. God gave us a new nature and filled us with his Holy Spirit. And because of the Holy Spirit lives in us, we are free. So just be, I just wanted to remind you all that to have that freedom in Christ, we have to be able to love one another. We have to be able to forgive one another. We have to be able to just be free. Amen. Amen. Heavenly Father, we just want to thank you for the word today, Lord Jesus. Lord, we just ask that the words that came from my mouth, Lord, dear Lord Jesus, be a blessing to all those who heard. In Jesus' name we pray.